All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. Good afternoon and welcome back to Intrepid Lifestyle. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, another tough day at the office. I know I say this every time, but boy, you know, it's just getting harder and harder.
It's torture, Todd. Absolute torture.
Well, we have a special treat. Those of you who have been listening to me for quite some time are probably very familiar with today's guest. He's been on the show several times, although it's been a while since we chatted with him. Looking forward to reconnecting. We have a lot of interesting and a lot of exciting things to talk about. Let's welcome back to the studio Larry Sobel, Sales Manager East with Sean Minor Wines. Larry, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time. You are on the road an awful lot. We'll probably talk about that a little bit. But just in case you're listening to this and you're not familiar with Larry or Sean Minor Wines, Larry, take a quick second. Remind the audience a bit about you and your background, and then tell them about Sean Minor Wines.
Well, I basically have been in wine sales now in my 19th year, working for a local distributor and then working for a few producers out of California, and was lucky enough to work with Sean Minor years ago for a Zin producer, where he was my COO, and he dabbled in winemaking and decided to start his own label in 2005. And I've been working for Sean for almost 2 years, being his Eastern sales manager. And Sean's a guy who buys fruit from over 65 growers, family growers throughout California and now Oregon. And he makes wine at a facility in Napa Valley. So I always say we've kind of taken the romance out, where we don't have a place for you to visit. We don't have a tasting room. But Sean makes such great wine out of the Napa Valley, we don't charge you an arm and a leg for it either. So they're incredibly affordable, over-deliver in value.
So yeah, that's the mission of the company, is quality, good wine for those that like to consume a lot of wine but don't want to pay the big prices. That's the whole Sean model.
Right. He's basically using another person's ingredients is what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't own a vineyard. We've taken those costs out of the equation. But he has access to really good quality fruit. So, you know, we're able to do a Napa Valley Cabernet for $19.99 retail, or a Napa Valley Red Blend for $19.99 retail, a Pinot Noir from the Carneros region of California that you just often see for $19.99. So it's really incredible value. But people always say, where are you? We'd love to come visit you. And I always say, we don't have a place to visit, but maybe we'll take you to lunch. That's about it.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad deal either.
That's great. Well, Larry, besides have some great discussion today, we're going to be sipping on some wine. Tell us about the wine. What are we drinking and what's special about it?
Well, Joe, I brought our newest release, which is our red blend that we now call Nicole Marie. Sean's wife, Nicole, the favorite wine that Sean made was our red blend. And funny enough, we never really had a name for it. It was just called red wine. So it wasn't really that exciting. But people who tried that wine loved it. And we decided on the next time we made it, we needed to put some name on it. And so sticking with the family theme, you know, we have a line of wine called Four Bears, named after Sean's four kids. Those are his four bears. So it only made sense to continue with that and give Nicole her own wine. And this is a big, bold, powerful red blend of mostly Merlot and Zinfandel. And then we throw a little Petit Sirah, Petit Verdot in. It's really incredibly delicious. It's funny. It's got a feminine name, but a very masculine wine.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go on the record, Larry, and I would say that 2009 red wine is my all-time favorite red. I absolutely adored it. I cleaned out my local shop. He was frustrated when I cleaned him out. So I've been leery or nervous about the new Nicole Marie, the 2012, because I'm going to be replacing what was my favorite wine. It's probably valuable to quickly talk about the 2009 blend and compare it to the Nicole Marie, talk about the differences.
The difference in the blend was that the 09 was a blend of 6 grapes. This is only a blend of 4. The 09 had a little bit of Malbec in it and a touch of Syrah. We kind of took that out. It was still a Merlot-based blend, although the 09 was only 30% Merlot, and we increased this to 52%. So it's still, Merlot is the main base grape, but we added more Zinfandel, took out not as much Petit Verdot, which is usually a blending grape. It's one of the 5 principal grapes of Bordeaux, for those of you out there who like Bordeaux. And the Petit Sirah, so it's not even a Meritage. Some people call this a Meritage, or they call it, it's not a Bordeaux blend. It's just a California red blend that most of the fruit he gets from pretty distinct areas. Howl Mountain fruit, which is a very high-end appellation within Napa Valley, as well as the Rutherford area, which many people will call the Rutherford dust, where you pick up this grittiness in a red wine. And this wine has a little bit of that Rutherford dust. And it's just, I think, the response has been actually a little too incredible, because we just launched this wine basically beginning of the year it came out, and looks like we're going to sell out of it in about a six-month time frame in June. And it's amazing to me. I guess it's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have.
Because there really is a lot. We didn't make as much in this vintage. We didn't make a 2010 or an 11, because quite frankly, we still had some 09 to sell. But the response on this wine, I think, is going through the roof. And we knew it as soon as we tasted it with Sean. This was back in November, where he had just bottled some and waiting for some bottle aging. But we tried a bottle and we were just blown away.
Note to Mrs. Snick, buy a case now for Christmas.
Yeah, if you want this wine, you better buy it now, because it's going to be gone.
Joe went through an exercise. I won't mention the vineyard on the show, but where he spent several days in Napa and got to construct their own wine by testing different levels of Merlot versus Cab versus Syrah and all that. And it was a fascinating conversation about how you guys constructed that and how even the most minute tweaks and differences had a profound effect. And I've always been fascinated by that process and hope that I get to do something like that. So I'll ask you, Larry, you talked about the differences from six grapes to four grapes and lowering the Merlot content or increasing the Merlot content. Talk through the science of how you guys actually did all that. Imagine this is version 300 of what became the Napa Merlot.
I wish I could give you some of the info you might be looking for. I'm not part of the privy process of the winemaking itself. That is Sean with his consulting winemaker. But I have done that exercise where you're blending varietals and coming up with your own blend. It's like you're in a science class. You're in chemistry. You've got beakers and measuring, and you're really just pouring in and you're writing down the measurements, and it's a lot of fun. But that's the interesting about it is certain grapes lend certain qualities to a blend. If you're looking for a certain taste profile, Sean had a certain taste profile in mind. That's why Merlot is the lead grape for him. But then when you start looking at Petit Verdot or Petit Syrah or Malbec or any of these other reds, I don't know how they do it. And that's why his name's on the label and not mine. I mean, in some aspects, it's like trial and error too, I would think. I mean, when I did it as an exercise, you know, we tried it. No, that's too much of that variety. Let's try it another way. And you're just trying things until you get the flavor profile. Like, oh my God, that's it. Then I think the really hard part is how do you then translate that from like a beaker testing to an entire vintage that you've just made and then blending thousands and thousands of gallons of wine. That I think is really remarkable. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they did it.
I've got on my shopping list now. I got to get all over the internet, find some 2009. I've got to get at least a case to stow away this 2012.
Yes.
Tell us what else to put on that list, Larry.
Well, we did just win a bunch of medals at a big competition in San Francisco. The San Francisco Chronicle does their annual wine competition where they're tasting blind for different varietals at different price points. And I think we won like 7 medals.
Hmm.
And one in particular, our Napa Valley Cabernet, our 2011 Napa Valley Cab, just won double gold medal. Now, that's a pretty big deal in this industry.
It's a very big deal.
And for a $20 Napa Valley Cab, it just, again, it blows people away when they try it. And we're really proud of that, of getting that score. So that's pretty exciting. I would buy that because that's going to be gone probably in August, this particular vintage of the Napa Cab. But I'd say right now, those are the two collectors.
Well, those aren't the only medals you've won. You've won some others. Walked us through that.
I mean, we won, I did a wine festival in Sarasota, Florida. The Forks and Corks event. It's a pretty big event that they do every year. I think it's the 18th year now at the end of January. And you're only allowed to submit 6 wines for judging there. And we won 4 out of the 6 we presented. We got medals. The Napa Cab won a silver medal. The Red Blend wasn't done in time. This Nicole Marie was not ready to send off. So we didn't get that involved. But
he thinks it would have done well.
Before, it did win a medal. I mean, I had some people come back strictly just to try that because they remembered it from the year before. Our Sean Minor Carneros Pinot won an award. Our Forbears Chardonnay, our Forbears Sauvignon Blanc won medals as well. You know, things are going really great. Sean's just making good wine. People are really enjoying it. And I've been out on the road a lot over the last 60 days. Just getting the wine in people's mouths.
Yeah.
Getting consumers to taste it.
Yeah. It's a hard job. All right. Larry Sobel.
I had to eat some good food too along the way. Yeah, so it has been rough.
We appreciate your sacrifice. All right. Larry Sobel will return after this quick break. We'll be right back. Founded to celebrate the things we prize the most, Sean Minor wines are delicious, approachable, with expressive flavors, and Sean Minor wines are a great value for you and your family. With a portfolio that includes Sean Minor wines, Four Bears wines, and Point North wines, you can learn more at SeanMinorWines.com. That's SeanMinorWines.com. All right, we're back with Larry Sobel, Sales Manager East with Sean Minor Wines. You know, I forgot to ask you the top half of the show, Larry, what food to pair with this Nicole Marie?
You know, it's a big red, and usually with big reds, you want some big food with it. There's some good tannin structure, and when I talk about the tannins, for those of you who don't know, that dry, sucking the life out of your mouth kind of feeling when you drink a red wine. But it requires some fatty food, a steak, bone-in ribeye, bone-in filet. I'd go any roast of any kind.
Ooh, we got a pot roast.
Pot roast. I'd go with baby lamb. Lamb that would be great with this. A nice rack of lamb would be awesome. But definitely a steak. I think the best thing would be a nice New York strip or a ribeye.
Oh, I agree.
When you drink it, just makes you mouthwater, doesn't it? I think for $20, to buy a bottle of wine like this for $20 is such a deal. And I know I'm biased. I know I work for Sean, but I really have never come across a wine in this industry in 19 years where I was like blown away. And then when somebody tells me the price that I flip out, I can't believe it's this cheap.
Well, it's the perfect wine to gift.
It is.
Because it's not going to break the bank and you're giving your giftee a really, really quality product. That's something they're going to treasure.
Is a great point.
It's a great point.
I always tell people because it's very upscale packaging, the Sean Minor wines. They definitely look more expensive than they are. So if you were to walk into a party with a bottle of the Napa Cab or the Carneros Pinot, or even this red blend, the Nicole Marie, because we put it in a bigger, heavier bottle, people are going to think you spent like $40, $50 on it. Because we're not everywhere. We're not saturated in retail. You won't find us in any grocery stores. We're just in the small independent wine shops and restaurants around the country. So
let's dig into that, Larry. If we're here in Atlanta, where are you pouring?
You can buy our wines at Sherlock's, a nice wine store. They have a couple locations. Sherlock sells our wine. You can get some of our wines at Juice Box. We're also at
Why are you giving all that information away? This is meant to be for me.
Nice store near the airport called Camp Creek Wine and Spirits sells a lot of our stuff. Tower Package. So a lot of the independent wine shops here locally in Atlanta, buy our wines.
Well, we'll close with this, but just in case those listening at this moment who aren't in Atlanta, how can they get their hands on Sean Minor Wines?
Well, you could always visit our website at SeanMinorWines.com. That's SeanMinorWines, SeanMinorWines.com. We have a great website. You can order online or you can find out through our website, a local retailer. But really, they can go into any independent wine shop wherever they live and ask for the wines by name. And if the shop won't order it for you, you shouldn't shop there anymore.
I would agree with that. All right. So we've been talking about the Sean Minor 2012 Nicole Marie Red Blend. Larry, outstanding. I think Joe and I both agree on that. I have some other product of yours that I want to talk about. The last time we chatted on the show, you had just launched your Point North Pinot, which I'm a big Pinot guy now. So tell us how that's doing.
So we had just launched our first vintage from Oregon because Sean had spent a lot of time there in his earlier days. And we've gone through that first vintage, blew through it, and we're now in our 2013 vintage of the Point North. Still small production, only about 7,500 cases. It is a very beautiful, beautiful, elegant Pinot Noir. To me, very old world French and taste profile. A beautiful wine with food. The name Point North refers to the fact that Sean lives in Northern California and get to Oregon from California. You simply point north. And that's a wine that, again, just a lot of independent wine shops. A great store here in Atlanta, Tower Package, was really featuring that wine for the last 60 days of 2014. And so they still sell it.
Making a note of that.
And that also is $19.99 or less, depending on where you shop. But it's really, really, it's in a screw top and it's really a great bottle of wine. It's called Point North. It's really delicious. So yeah, we're doing great with that.
Larry, you piqued my curiosity as a nerd. Small production is 7,500 cases. Give us some perspective. What's large production?
I guess it is a matter. Everyone has their own opinion. To me, when I think 7,500 cases, I don't think that's very much at all.
Well, give some reference. How many cases you made of the 2009 we were talking about?
Well, we made about 15,000 cases of the 2009, and we cut our production to only 5,500 in the 2012. And a lot of that really depends on the quality of the fruit and really the cost of the fruit for our perspective, but also because we felt we can make a better quality wine by not overproducing. Sometimes with these big labels, they make a million cases of that particular wine, and that's a lot of wine, and you can really not have consistent quality. Wine is very different from beer. It's very different from liquor. It's a very different product to make. You cannot have the same exact taste profile all the time because there is variation with the fruit. A lot of factors involved, Mother Nature, the air we breathe. Just letting a wine breathe can change the taste profile. So I think a big winery is somebody who makes, you make 100,000 cases of a particular wine. That's a lot. For us, all the 9 wines that we make total combine to 100,000 cases. So I guess in the scheme of things, we're not small, but we're nothing compared to the size of some of these big guys. We make enough wine, we sell it all. We don't want to affect our quality, but we can always make more. If people buy more, then we'll make more.
All right, Larry, you said something else pre-show that I know we'll get Mrs. Schnick very, very excited. Apparently, you're launching a new Shard this fall. Tell me about that.
Yes, we are going to be making a Sonoma Coast Chardonnay in the Sean Minor line. We currently do a Chardonnay in our Forebears tier. That's our lower tier, retails about $12.99. Where it's a style that's half oaked, half unoaked, and it's also from the Central Coast. This Chardonnay is going to be about 2,500 case production. Again, I think small production. Mm-hmm. And stylistically, it's going to be a rich, fuller-bodied, more oak flavor fruit from the Russian River Valley, as well as Carneros fruit. So really good California cool area Chardonnay. It's going to be delicious. And that'll probably retail for $19.99, like with these Sean Minor Reds. But that'll be out in September.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Larry, you mentioned you really focus on restaurants in terms of getting your wine out there. Give us some tips when we go to a restaurant. There's 25 wines on the menu. How do we know how to pick the Sean Minor, the one that's going to be the diamond in the rough that shouldn't really cost us $6 for a glass, should cost us $22?
I wish I knew the answer to that. You know, every restaurant,
I guess you gotta try it all.
You know, you really do have to try it. I mean, you really just do, because every restaurant's different. There are some restaurants who really do provide incredible value with their wine list, who don't mark up a lot, who really want to provide a great value to their customers because they price it to move. And then there are those restaurants who really will increase the price of a wine that you know doesn't cost that much. And it's really just trial and error. I think you just got to look for things. Try to find things that you've never seen before. Instead of the wines that you know in your grocery store that you see all the time, get outside your comfort zone. Try something new. I'd look at Appalachians. I would look for Napa Valley for Cabernet. I'd look at Russian River for Chardonnay or for Pinot Noir. I'd look for Oregon for Pinot Noir. So really know your Appalachians so you can get the best varietal from that area, of knowing where they grow. So you got to find the surprises that way.
That's always been my model, Joe. If I'm in a restaurant and there are labels that I'm not familiar with, if it's a cab and it's Napa, I'll go with that. If it's a Sonoma, Russian River Chard, I'll go with that. And if it's Pinot from Oregon, that's always been my rule of thumb.
And that's a good rule. I mean, certain areas are better for growing grapes. Unfortunately, when you're talking with Italian or French wine, they don't tell you the varietal. You got to really do your study on those wines, but you just need to know where the wine's from, and then you could figure it out. But if you're just going to stick with domestic, with California, just look for the Appalachians you know, and don't be afraid to try something new. Sometimes restaurants will even give you a little taste of the wine beforehand. They may pour it by the glass, and they may want to let you try it first.
Don't worry. I take care of Italy with all the Prosecco that I drink, so Italy is well covered. Before we go on, I need more, so if you could pour some more, please.
This bottle is so good.
It is outstanding.
I mean, it's so delicious. It really blows people away. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio,
Thank you, sir.
A week and a half ago, doing a wine festival there, Cincinnati Wine Festival, and it was just so much fun seeing consumers, the look on their face when they try a wine for the first time they've never had. and they're blown away by it.
Yeah, that's got to be fun.
This is one that did it.
I'm sure you get that reaction quite frequently. So the next question I'm going to ask is probably going to freak out some of the audience, but understand that you're getting into keg wine? What in the heck is that all about?
Yeah.
This and can I have some?
Yeah. Now, this is a new thing that's happening in restaurant business. You know, there's beer on keg.
Right.
Well, now restaurants are pouring wines on tap. It's becoming this new hot idea, and a lot of your really interested restaurants who are trying something new are finding options of wines that are now available in keg. They're these, we call them torpedo kegs. They probably hold the equivalent of 26 bottles of wine.
That's perfect for me.
So we've decided that we're going to try a couple of our Four Bears wines because we're very focused in restaurant, and that's where you're going to sample product is in a restaurant. Yeah. And these are not going to be for buy at the liquor store kind of keg. This is just for restaurant. But we're going to do in our Four Bears Chardonnay and our Four Bears Pinot Noir and keg. And it's really a convenience for restaurants to have wine and keg. It is a little more cost effective for them.
Talk about the technology behind it. Because it's one of those deals, you open a bottle of wine, you just can't leave it on the counter for days. I mean, so how are they going to protect the quality of the wine?
It's done in a different way, obviously, than bottles. But there is this system where the wine gets into the keg, no air gets in, and the keg wine will last after opening anywhere from 30 to 45 days.
No kidding.
You would hope that they go through it a quicker.
That would never be a problem.
They go at a quicker pace. But yeah, it's 26, 750 milliliter bottles of wine.
Wow.
So we're going to try the kegs in markets where it's applicable. Some markets, they don't do it yet. But there's a place here in Atlanta called Two Urban Licks, which started this whole trend a few years ago. And they have, I think, like 30 wines on tap.
No kidding.
And so there's some big names that are doing this. And we're getting into it. And we're going to launch that later this year. So any restaurant you go to that has wine on tap, ask for Sean Miner. We might be there.
That's awesome. But just to be clear, this is a restaurant thing. We couldn't go install a keg in our house.
Not yet.
Well,
we
know a guy.
Not yet.
Except that we know a guy.
Yeah, the keg wines will not have, so far I don't see them offered in any retail stores. This is strictly for on-premise consumption right now. But who knows? If this thing keeps going, you never know. People might be getting wine refrigerators at home for wine on tap. That's a lot of wine, though, you got to drink.
Yeah.
I think we can do it, Tom.
I think I'm up for it, then. All right. Well, Larry, hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before I let you go, where can people go to get in touch with you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about all this great stuff, including the Sean Miner 2012 and Nicole Marie?
Well, if they want to learn more about Sean Miner Wines, again, they can go to our website at www.seanminerwines.com. That's SEANMINORWINES, seanminerwines.com. And if you have people who want to shoot me an email, they are more than welcome to. Just Larry, LARRY, at seanminerwines.com.
Larry Sobel, Sales Manager East with Sean Miner Wines. Larry, my good man and friend, thank you so much for stopping by and joining us, and thank you for this generous gift.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you
so
much,
Larry.
Thanks,
guys.
Pleasure is always ours. All right, Larry Sobel, Sales Manager East, Sean Miner Wines. Along with my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Lifestyle.